prepare to have your health questions answered here on Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley, owner of Binkley Healing Center in downtown Ventura. Now, here's Dr. Todd.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley, board-certified doctor of non-force chiropractic and practitioner of functional medicine. Last week, we talked about how to identify quality supplements. When you come in, you get functional medicines. I'm always reminding people is identifying how your body, places your body needs support to heal and repair itself. And the solution, when we identify what it needs support for, is always better food, exercise, and supplements. Better food to get, it's always best to get as many of the nutrients your body needs from food, obviously, or if it's not obvious, that's my belief, is that you should get, ideally, get everything that your body needs from food without any supplements. But if you test people, most people I find are not getting all the nutrients they need to stay healthy and to deal with whatever ailments they show up. And that's why I very frequently recommend supplements. In fact, there's three supplements I recommend that everyone take, even without testing, because I just find that I've hardly ever found, very rarely find anyone that doesn't need to supplement the following three things. A good multivitamin for the minerals. You can get vitamins relatively easily from food, but most people do not get enough minerals from their food. Number two, fish oil to get the proper amount of, or you know, an adequate amount of omega-3 fatty acids. You can only really get them from the ocean. So unless you're eating fish, you know, an oily fish like salmon or sardines every day, then you're not going to get the benefits of omega-3s for your cardiovascular system, your joints, anti-inflammatory properties, keeping your good cholesterol up, healing your brain, mood, etc. You're not going to get that unless you supplement a good quality fish oil and vitamin D. Most people need 5,000 units of vitamin D. But how do you tell if the supplements that you're taking are good? How do you know if you've got something that's going to do the job to get the desired result? I talked about this last week. I'm going to talk about it, ran out of time, so I'm going to talk about it some more. The easiest way, the best way I know of to tell if any product works is to give it to a few thousand people, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people if possible, and see if it achieves what you expect it to achieve. If it's a vitamin D, it's easy to test. That kind of does work all by itself like a drug, but most nutrients work in combinations. But if you do a case, if you give any individual, you test their blood, give them some products, and see if it achieves the desired effect and improves a follow-up test. So you do a test, give somebody some supplements, do a follow-up test, and see the changes. That's pretty good evidence that you've got a quality product that's doing the job. And if you repeat that with thousands and thousands of people, I have seen thousands of people in my practice. When I go to conferences every year and discuss what's working with my colleagues, together we see the results and share, compare notes with many, many, many thousands of patients. So top shelf brands of supplements, orthomolecular products and designs for health are two of my favorites. Pure Encapsulations, Douglas Labs, Gaia Pro, Thorne Research. There's quite a few good companies out there. Thousands and thousands of ones that you see in stores that are not so good. So the good brands that I use are not the only ones that work. They're just ones that I've had the best results with. And I often benefit from the experience of colleagues that I see at conferences and seminars around the country every year. What's working for, what do you use for patients that have this condition or that, etc. So we can get a pretty good idea of what's working for many, many thousands of people. And that, you know, why do they work better? So top shelf brands are more bioavailable. They're better absorbed into the bloodstream and into your cells. And so those three things right there, something's bioavailable or not. So if a lot of cheap mineral supplements, for example, calcium carbonate, 99% of the calcium supplements on the market are calcium carbonate. No one should take calcium carbonate. It's very difficult for your body to break down and absorb calcium carbonate. Top quality supplements have a higher antioxidant effect. And because they're more like plants, they're more plant-like and less processed, they're familiar to your physiology. So they're going to have a much more impactful, beneficial physiological effect. When you use nutrients that your body recognizes in the proper forms and in the proper combinations, because they work synergistically. Oh, why don't I just take this one thing and see if that works? That's how drugs work. That's not how nutrients work. You need to take nutrients in combinations. Food is full of nutrients in combinations. There's no food that has one nutrient in it. All food, all plants have many, many, many hundreds of nutrients, many some of which we haven't even identified yet. And so top quality supplements are often endeavoring, especially with minerals, for example, endeavoring to find a way to get a good dose that mimics, that is as close as possible to, as least altered from, the form that is in plants. I'll come back to calcium carbonate again. Calcium carbonate is ground up rocks and seashells. If you can mine minerals like that from the earth and grind it up and put it in a capsule, and it's legal to put a label on, and this has this much calcium in it. And it's inexpensive, so somebody's going to buy it because it's cheap. Well, if you put a plant in that same part of the surface of the earth and the roots of that plant grow in, absorb those minerals, bring them up above and bind them into complex forms in the roots and leaves and trees and fruits and things we call vegetables that we eat, and our body recognizes those. We've been eating plants for thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of years. Our physiology recognizes how to break down and absorb the nutrients from plants and animals, but not from rocks and seashells. So when you use the nutrients your body recognizes in proper forms and combinations, they always need to be in combinations because they work synergistically. They have much more powerful healing properties. They enable your body to more effectively heal itself. And when taken in the appropriate dose for you and your condition, they have no side effects, only benefits. Note that I said when taken in the proper dose for you and your condition in the appropriate form. So that's how you make sure that you're not going to get any side effects. And that's, sometimes mild side effects. If you take too much, you can take too much of anything. I talked about this last week. You can take too much water and get hyponatremia. And you can take too much of some vitamins, but the hysterical things that you hear in the media, oh my God, 5,000 units of vitamin D, that's way too much. The USRDA for vitamin D is only 400. If you get too much vitamin D, why is there so many stories that continue to come out? And why do most medical doctors still think that 5,000 units of vitamin D is too much? They're afraid you're going to get kidney stones, which is an absurd fear because it never happens. To increase your risk of getting kidney stones, vitamin D, if you take too much vitamin D, it is possible to do that, but to make that happen, the way it happens is vitamin D keeps calcium in circulation. And if you have, especially if you're taking calcium carbonate, if you're taking crappy calcium and too much of it maybe, or especially if you're taking too much vitamin D for too long, it will increase your risk of getting a kidney stone. But to do that first, your serum level of calcium has to go up. I've given scores of patients told to take 10,000 units of vitamin D a day for a few months. If your vitamin D level is 15 or 10, really, really low, way below 20 or 30, I'll usually recommend that you start out taking 10,000 units a day for a while and then eventually cut it down to 5,000. And then we retest to make sure that it's in between 50 and 90. Well, I've had a few patients over the years that forget to cut down from 10,000 back down to 5,000, and maybe they take 10,000 every day for a year. Well, their serum level still usually doesn't go above 90 or 100. It takes a long time of taking a large amount, depending on your condition and age. There are a few variables, but it's just very rare for someone to take an amount of vitamin D that causes their serum level of D itself to go into any toxic level. But beyond that, even if your vitamin D level is 100 or 120 or 130, it still isn't going to cause any problems until your calcium level goes up. The main concern that causes all this hysteria, oh, you got to be careful not to take too much vitamin D, is because if your serum calcium level goes up, the calcium in your blood goes up and stays up for too long, that will increase your risk of getting kidney stones. But it just doesn't happen. I've seen many people get their blood levels of vitamin D above 100, and their serum calcium level still doesn't go up above 10. It still stays down in the nines where it belongs. So it's just not true. It's possible to take too much vitamin D, just like it's possible to drink too much water, but it almost never happens. And even if it does, all you have to do is stop taking it for a month and it'll go back to normal. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley. You're listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solution to Almost Any Health Challenge. And this week we're talking about how to tell the difference between good supplements and supplements that are not so good, that won't do the job, that are cheap. You get what you pay for, and you might get something cheap, and maybe it will just have no effect at all. The most expensive supplements you'll ever take are the ones that just end up in the toilet and do nothing on the way between when you buy them and they end up in the toilet. They have no beneficial effect on your body. And, of course, some cheap supplements can even cause problems. So, yeah, get top-shelf products. If you're not sure what those are, ask me. I'd be happy to guide you. You can shoot me an email if you're wondering if the supplement that you're taking is good or not. Shoot me an email. I'd be happy to answer that question for you. So we've talked about calcium, what the bad calcium, don't take calcium carbonate. So what's a good calcium? Well, calcium citrate is a little bit better. That's also widely available and inexpensive, so you see that in stores too. Nothing necessarily wrong with calcium citrate, but it often doesn't. If you have osteoporosis, for example, it's often not going to do the job. The calcium product that I like to use is from Orthomolecular Products, and it's called Reacted Calcium. And that means these minerals are chelated forms, which means that they're bound with their other constituent materials, similar to the way minerals are bound up in plants, in forms that your body can easily unbind and break apart and absorb. And so for people that come to me with osteoporosis, for example, I see it all the time. People bring their DEXA scan in, their bone density scan, and they've been taking calcium, what they think maybe is a good calcium. Maybe they've been taking calcium citrate. It's not uncommon. Hopefully, well, a lot of people are taking calcium carbonate too because they got a record they were told by their MD to just go get cheap calcium from any store. It's all the same. Well, they're not. And so, for example, when someone's DEXA scan is not, they've been taking calcium and maybe vitamin D, maybe their vitamin D level is fine, and they've been taking a good calcium, say, from Whole Foods or a health food store, but their DEXA scan, their bone density, they still have osteoporosis or osteopenia. It either hasn't improved or oftentimes has even gotten worse. In fact, when you do bone density scans, often if you're over a certain age, many physicians just are happy if it doesn't get worse, even when they prescribe you medications. They prescribe you first go from normal bone density to osteopenia or osteopenia to osteoporosis, and they give you Boniva or Fosamax or Evista or one of these other bisphosphonates bone density drugs, which are horrible, because they do nothing to increase the strength of your bones and, in fact, often make them weaker and cause bone cell death, bone necrosis. You know, the mechanism of action for these bone density drugs is they block the function of osteoclasts in your bones. Your bones have two types of cells, osteoclasts, C-L-A-S-T, the end of the word. And so the clasts clear bone and osteoblasts with a B. So osteoclasts clear old bone, osteoblasts build new bone. Well, you need both. If you want to have strong bones, you need to clear out the old, bad, weak, fragmented, weak bone and clear that out of the way before you can replace it with good new cells that keep your bones strong. And otherwise, why would bones be designed with both of those cells? So the bone density drugs work. You can look it up on any of the websites. Go to the website for Fosamax or Boniva or any of the big bone density drugs and look up the mechanism of action of that drug. And it will say blocks the function of osteoclasts or anti-osteoclastic. And that's just crazy because it just makes no sense to stop the normal function of your bones, body's ability to clear away old bone before you start building new bone on top of that. It's like building you got to have a good foundation and you have to keep everything constantly turning over. Every part of your body is constantly breaking down old cells and replacing them with new ones. So yeah, you don't want to take a bone density drug that just blocks. It makes your bone density. Why do they do it then? Why do they give people these drugs if they don't work? Well, I suppose for some people who have a really lousy diet and aren't taking any supplements, maybe it must work a little bit better for some people. One thing it does do is makes your bone density scans look better. That's the main reason they use these drugs. If you stop breaking down the old bone and just keep shoving in more new bone, that will make your bone density scans increase. It doesn't reduce your risk of breaking your hip when you have a fall. It doesn't. It can actually increase your risk of necrosis in your bones, but it makes your test look pretty. So yeah, let's have those drugs. So yeah, hardly anyone really should take those things, in my opinion. What works better? Good calcium. So the forms of calcium in Orthomolecular products. Got a bottle right here, calcium hydroxyapatite. And this is the one that has the most research on it, specifically for healing and repairing bone, calcium hydroxyapatite. And it has four forms, hydroxyapatite, dicalcium malate, bisglycinate, and citrate. So citrate, you know, of the stuff that if you're going to buy some cheap calcium from stores, it's much better to get citrate than carbonate. But if you really want to do the job and you have bone density issues, then a combination product like this is what I've found. Hundreds of patients have seen bone density scans before and after, and not only stopped the bones from getting worse, but actually improved them from osteoporosis back to osteopenia, or from osteopenia back to normal density. When most physicians give people Boniva and Fosamax and the other drugs for bone density loss, they're happy if the bone density scan 2 years later just doesn't get worse. You know, if this, unfortunately, you can only do a bone density scan. You have to wait 2 years to redo it, because that's about how long it takes for a noticeable, you know, measurable change to occur. So 2 years later, if your bone density isn't worse, forget about whether it's better or not. If it just isn't worse, then many doctors think that's a job well done. Well, I've seen many patients who've gotten better from osteoporosis back to osteopenia, and osteopenia back to normal bone density 2 years later by taking a good form of calcium, like calcium hydroxyapatite and bisglycinate, another one on the list here in the product Orthomolecular Products Reacted Calcium. The bisglycinate form of many minerals, iron, magnesium, several others. They make the whole Orthomolecular Products makes a whole line, and other good companies make a line of minerals. And there's a good way to tell if you have any kind of mineral supplement. Many of them, if you get it from a health food store or a good quality source, the minerals will be in the bisglycinate, bisglycinate, bisglycinate form is one of the best forms for many of the minerals, not just calcium. The bisglycinate form is the best form of iron, for example, very similar to the calcium problem. 99% of the iron supplements on the market are ferrous sulfate. And there are people who know they have iron deficiency anemia, especially women who are menstruating and know they have iron deficiency anemia, but think they can't take iron. Oh, I can't take iron. It gives me stomach upset. It causes constipation, you know, pain, discomfort in the digestive system usually. Well, that's because you're taking ferrous sulfate. I've given the bisglycinate form of iron, same brand, Orthomolecular Products, Reacted Iron, to thousands of patients, and had not had a single one have any problem with digesting it, any side effects, any discomfort, taking iron, and we can fix. It's the easiest, super easy to fix iron deficiency anemia by taking the bisglycinate form of iron. So back to osteoporosis. You need to repair bone density. You need good calcium. You need to keep the good calcium in circulation by having adequate amounts of vitamin D, which listeners to this show are familiar with. I talk about vitamin D almost every episode because it's so important. So vitamin D keeps calcium in circulation. And then to deposit the calcium into bone, you need vitamin K. So vitamin K, a lot of people know that you can get vitamin K from dark green leafy vegetables like spinach and broccoli, and anything dark green is going to have vitamin K in it. And that form of vitamin K is K1, and there's also a K2. So both are important. Both help with bone density. Both help with several other physiological processes throughout the body. But specifically for somebody who has osteoporosis, the K2 form is the one that's important, more important than K1. You can have plenty of K1 and still not be able to give your body what it needs to reverse osteoporosis back to osteopenia, or osteopenia back to normal bone density. So vitamin K2 comes in several different forms. The most common forms that you'll see on labels are vitamin K2 is menaquinone, by the way. K1 is phylloquinone, and K2 is menaquinone, M-E-N-A. Q-U-I-N-O-N-E. And the forms of menaquinone of K2 most commonly are the MK4 and MK7 versions. So that's a little complicated, but if you want to look for your labels to see if your vitamin K is good, look for MK4 or MK7 form of vitamin K2. So yeah, I use a product called K-Force for osteoporosis patients, also made by Orthomolecular, because it has the 5,000 units of vitamin D and 180 micrograms of vitamin K2 in the MK7 form. So you need the good calcium. You need adequate vitamin D all the time to keep that calcium in circulation so that it can go where it needs to go, because you don't need calcium just for your bones. You need it for muscles, your heart. There's all kinds of parts of your body that need calcium. But you need to keep adequate calcium in circulation with vitamin D, and then you need K2, especially vitamin K, especially the K2 form, to deposit the calcium into bone. So when I've had people that have been taking a good calcium and have adequate, test their blood and their blood level of vitamin D is good, it's between 50 and 90, and they're still not getting the results on the bone density scans, oftentimes the missing link is adequate amounts of vitamin K2. And a lot of companies will sell combination products of vitamin D and vitamin K, and the typical amount of vitamin K in these products, you'll have 5,000 units of vitamin D and 45 micrograms of K2. 5,000 D, 45 micrograms of K2. And I have a couple of products that I carry that have 10,000 D for people starting out in the beginning, and 90 micrograms, same ratio. So typical amount for K2 in many products is 45. So this K-Force has four times that amount, 180 micrograms. 180, and there's a lot of research that shows if you're trying to address osteoporosis that supports the use of a dose of 180 micrograms. So if you have osteoporosis, check what you're taking. And if it doesn't have 180 micrograms of good form of K2, like the MK7 form of K2, then that is also, that can often make a big difference. It also helps with healing fractures. I've had many patients over the year, had a woman in her 60s who broke her shoulder, her scapula, in a skiing accident. And 6 months later, it wasn't healing. She went back, she had it x-rayed a couple of times after initially going in, and it just, there was a hairline fracture that just would not heal. And I gave her this same regimen, a good calcium, adequate vitamin D and vitamin K, and it healed. After about, I think, a few weeks later, it finally healed. I've had that several times with people who break their feet, too. If you get a little fracture in your heel or your metatarsal or one of the phalanges, one of the digits in your feet, I've seen many people that have just, never properly healed because you're always walking around on your foot, you know, after your cast comes off or whatever kind of support you have to wear temporarily. If it's any kind of bone that's not healing after you have a fracture, if you take this same regimen of adequate, good calcium, vitamin D, and vitamin K, I've seen many, many of those heal up like they should. The last thing with that is some people also need additional collagen. So bone is the matrix, so the structure of the bone is made out of collagen. And collagen is a protein that your body makes from food, from eating protein. But as you get older, especially, it often doesn't make enough. Or if you have bad osteoporosis or a bad old fracture, taking supplemental collagen. And this is really easy to tell whether you're taking a good collagen, especially if you're a woman, but men too. If you take a good collagen, you feel it in your hair and your skin and nails. Almost anybody I've put on collagen, a powder, adequate dose, a scoop, not a couple of capsules, but a good scoopful, they notice a difference in their skin, hair, and nails that they like, and they want to continue taking it. People often tell me they can tell when they're taking a good fish oil too, because it results in changes in your mood that you can actually feel. Or parents who have children that having any kind of behavioral issues, and they'll notice a difference if they take a good quality fish oil, because it helps heal your brain. Good fish oil helps raise your good cholesterol, your HDL, and you know, you can measure these things on a blood test. Coenzyme Q10, taking a good form of coenzyme Q10 helps your body heal and repair muscle throughout your body, especially your heart. And this can be measured with a test called BNP. So I've talked about that before. That's a test that measures heart muscle turnover. And most doctors don't realize this. If that test goes up, if you're having stress on your heart, it's actually very easy to fix in most people by just taking more good quality coenzyme Q10. Do something to be healthier this week than you were last week. Have a fabulous weekend.
You've been listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley. If you have a health question you want discussed on the show, email your health questions to Dr. Binkley at BinkleyHealingCenter.com. Take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions for yourself and for your loved ones, because our health matters. Join him next Friday at 2 p.m. for Safe, Effective Natural Solutions here on 98.3 FM, The Word.